Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Jeets' overall record, 188 wins, 17 losses, currently 18-0. Friday, the day you hate to lose the most. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Good morning. This is Dave.
Hey, would this be the same Dave that was trash talking on your text?
Oh, absolutely.
What did he say?
He said, I'll be Jeets, Dave.
Like at this game or after a fancy dinner?
Dave?
Neither you pick.
He says he's, like, I don't know, that was some trash talking trying to throw down on you, Jeets. You've kind of stumped him. Dave, by the way, you're playing for tickets this week for the Winterhawks, taking on the Seattle Thunderbirds. Next Saturday, Jeets is going to be out there, right?
I will be out there. And
is that next Friday?
That's next 7th. Friday.
Yeah, next Friday the
yeah,
7th.
Yeah, Terry's not very good at reading
a calendar. I'm not,
yeah.
No. It's... I'm still on that Aztec calendar. It's off a little bit. All right.
Yeah, he tells time on a sundial.
I do. It's really tough in this part of the world. All right. First one to get to three will be your champion. Name is your buzzer, Dave. Question number one. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State?
Jeets. That's got to be Michigan.
Michigan is the right answer.
The Michigan Wolverines.
Question number two. Question number two. The Romans used this to remove stains from their clothing.
Jeets, vinegar.
Vinegar is a good guess. Incorrect. Dave.
No clue.
No clue would be incorrect. Urine. 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 It's a great stain remover.
Oh.
It's tough, though, to be around people who do their laundry that way.
Yeah. I mean,
especially in a long car ride.
They got to stop eating jellyfish, I guess.
Question number three. What planet rotates the fastest?
Jeets. Earth.
Earth is incorrect. Dave.
Mars,
incorrect. The right answer, Jupiter. Question number four. Tom Hanks won his first Oscar for what film?
Jeets, Big.
Big. Is the jumping on the piano? It's that's incorrect. Dave.
You stumped me on that one.
You're not very good at this game, Dave. Philadelphia.
Left Morton, I guess.
Philadelphia would be the right guess. Question number five. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. How many years are in a score, as in four score and 7 years ago?
Jeets, 10.
10 is a good guess, not quite enough. Dave, do you have a guess?
With that, I'll take 11.
11, not enough. 20. 20 is how many years a score is. Question number six. What historical face appeared on a U.S. dollar coins in 79, 81, and 99?
71, 99.
Dave. Ford.
Ford is incorrect.
Is it Sacagawea?
Sacagawea is incorrect. Susan B. Anthony.
Oh, that's right. Sacagawea did end up on U.S. currency there for a year, right?
Question number seven. Who was the first president to use an armored limo?
Jeets, JFK.
K is incorrect.
I know,
Dave.
I know it wasn't Lincoln.
Both have something in common.
Let's say Roosevelt.
Roosevelt is the right answer, man. Nice grab, Dave. Mm-hmm. The limo was given to him by Al Capone.
Oh, nothing shady about that.
Question number eight. Who played Malcolm in the Middle?
Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Munoz.
Frankie Munoz called into this show and pitched me to be in one of his movies.
That's not exactly what he did. He agreed to give you an audition.
No, I think he agreed to give me a role.
Yeah. Question number 9. Early Americans boiled blueberries in milk to make what?
Jeets, yogurt?
I don't know. Yogurt is incorrect. Dave.
Syrup.
Syrup is incorrect. The correct answer is gray paint. Gray paint. Question number 10. What's the name of Peter's favorite bar and Family Guy?
Jeets! It's the Drunken Clam! I know that one!
For the win!
Yeah! Dave, we hardly heard from you, but we're so glad you played.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
All right.
Happy Friday. Let's roll you out with one of my favorite winning songs. Wait, hold on. I'm going to play this song again, but you had a good chuckle at my expense. So, I guess big for Tom Hanks, and you were like, what are you,
ridiculous
must
movie
be joking,
role.
Right?
Yeah.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for his role in Big.
What a dumb period of movies. If he got nominated for an Academy Award
for
Big.
He won a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor.
Are you
for
kidding
big.
Me? Wow. I guess they didn't recognize Joe versus the Volcano before that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting off script. Yeah, I'm just I'm not as stupid as you presented me.
No, I did present you as stupid. And it's stupid on both pieces. By the way, we will play Can You Beat Jeets again on Monday morning about 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? We got you covered.
Yeah, you can check it all out there on Terry Boyd's World Podcast. Our boy Terry Boyd has graduated in podcast form. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.